Hello, it's Harry Keane here from the Staff's Chronicle. I'm with guests Tom Woodhouse and Joan Rawlins to discuss escapism and ways you can have a break from the busy modern day life that we live in. So Joan, starting with you, how do you escape and unwind?
I find that doing crosswords narrows my space down and helps me to focus and just gives me relief. Like from everything else that I'm doing.
Yeah. It's sort of like a form of meditation.
Yes, almost. It's a challenge, but I know it's good for you. Mentally, as well as just giving me that sense of peace when I'm sitting down doing the crossword. So yeah. There are things you can do to relieve the pressures of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you find that harder crosswords challenge you more?
Yes, I do. I tend to stick with one that tends to repeat its questions. So when I don't know an answer, I look back and learn it. In fact, I've just bought my second crossword book, which is identical to the first.
That's kind of cheating though, isn't it, really?
Just to make sure that I've learned a few difficult words. Like, what is a dirigible?
It's a kind of airship, I think.
Yes, exactly. Well, I didn't know that.
So you feel you're learning a variety of different terms?
I do, yeah. And lots of phrases. Yeah, so I've just committed dirigible to my head, to my memory. I think I'll get it right next time.
Yeah.
Because I thought dirigible meant something to complain about.
Oh, right. No. It's definitely an air vehicle.
I'm not sure. But we were thinking about escaping to quieter places, like me with my crossword book, that settles me and it grants me a break from all that's going on around me.
Yeah, you need an escape.
Yeah,
and meditation to find a bit of inner peace from the pressures of the world.
Well, my meditation is crosswords.
What is your meditation or escapism, Tom?
Well, I like to get engaged in a good book, so I don't necessarily read as much as I'd like to, and I might even just listen to audiobooks a lot more than a physical book, but I used to read a lot when I was probably your age and younger, just novels, and so you just consume them. You get really sort of lost in a good book.
I'm not keen on very big books, so nowadays.
You want to get to the end faster.
Yes. I was like you, an avid reader.
Yeah. And a lot of the books that I have read are not always just a really lengthy single book.
Yeah.
They often just split them into multiple series now.
That's
so you
right,
get a lot
yeah.
of books where it's like yeah. part one, part
yeah.
two, and so on. Or the author just keeps writing more
yeah.
and then takes, you know, that story is in one book, and then the characters just go on another adventure or do whatever they do, or like, you know, spy books or
yeah.
this kind of thing. It's the format of the book that keeps repeating rather than the actual story itself.
Yes.
So you don't really have to read like all eight books of a series.
Yeah.
You know, you just they're
each one is individual.
Yeah, they're episodic, aren't they?
Yeah, well, thank you both. That's been really interesting, and I might just start that crossword or pick up that book. Thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome. No, that's fine.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Harry.
This has been Improving Your Lifestyle, and for more like this, you can head over to wherever you get your podcasts and search for Staff's Chronicle, Improving Your Lifestyle. See you next time.